information.
Hey, it's a little too early for being that loud. Hey, too late. It's 0600. What's the O stand for? Oh, my God, it's early.
Are you ready?
It's the Mickey Plyler Show.
People are waiting. The whole world is waiting.
How you doing?
Turn it up!
Look, we're a little busy this morning, Colonel. What can I do for you?
I've come to get my boy.
Good morning, Mary Sunshine. And how are we today?
Good morning!
Guess who got out of the wrong side of the bed this morning?
It's the Mickey Plyler Show on WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Good morning, sports fans. Glad to have you with us for the Friday edition of the Mickey Plyler Show. Friday, September 28th, 2018. Hope all is well. Looking forward to a great show, a great weekend. College football Friday. We're at Chick-fil-A of Clemson, back in our happy spot here. Looking forward to a great show today. Josh Williams is going to join us at 7:25 this morning. Talking a little Vegas odds and the latest Vegas trends and what the Sharps are doing and how many tickets or what percentage of tickets are on each team. So we'll get some Vegas stuff for you. We will get with, normally Scott Reimer is with us at 7:45. He is, will be in airport coming back home, and he'll be with us, moving him back just to make sure we're clear with everything. 8:25 this morning. We're going to preview the Tiger pregame show. It's going to be a 6 a.m. show tomorrow. Looking forward to getting up and starting my day off by listening to Scott and the very talented Kelly Gramlich. Looking forward to that tomorrow. That is the Tiger pregame show number 204. So looking forward to that tomorrow. He's at 8:25. At 8:05 this morning, John Tompkins, Jinx Inc. Realty, our hunting and fishing report. Always love doing that and trying to learn a little more myself. In case you didn't stay up and see it last night, University of Miami beat North Carolina 47-10, despite North Carolina having more first downs and almost many yards. The big key here was 6 University of North Carolina turnovers and 3 defensive touchdowns. They had a 9-yard fumble return. They had a 42-yard interception return and an 83-yard interception return. It was all Miami last night down in South Florida. Miami wins, and the Hurricanes look pretty good with a freshman quarterback, a redshirt freshman in Perry, and their new starter. His very first start, only threw 12 passes, 8 of 12, but looked pretty good there. But especially defensively, North Carolina just kept turning it over and turning it over and turning it over. In the NFL last night, Rams at the Coliseum beat the Vikings 38-31. Rams look pretty good right now. Jeff Goff and the offense looked pretty good last night. We got some more NFL stuff we can talk about. Big story here today, live. We don't have a lot of this, but we have Ryder Cup going on now over in Gay Paris at Le Golf National. We have all 4 matches that have now made the turn, and now we're on the backside for the morning 4-ball matches. For those non-golfers out there, this is United States versus Europe and the Ryder Cup. I think most of you know that. 4-ball is 2-man teams, and each guy plays the hole, and the lowest score among the 4 wins the hole. If the 2 lowest scores from each team tie, then they tie the hole and they keep moving on. In the first match of the day, right now, Justin Rose and John Rahm from Europe have a one-up lead. They were two up, but Tony Finau and Brooks Koepka won the 13th hole. So now they are one up through 13. In the second match, Dustin Johnson and Ricky Fowler have won four holes for the last five holes, including the 12th and 13th hole. They are three up through 13 holes. In the third match of the morning, the third of four, through 12 holes right now, Justin Thomas and Jordan Spieth are one up over Paul Casey and Tyrrell Hatton. And in the final match right now, the United States team of Tiger Woods and Patrick Reed are one up through 11. They were two up. By the way, the United States team in the Thomas and Spieth match were three up, but Hatton and Casey have won the 11th and 12th holes. In the final one through 11 holes, Tiger Woods and Patrick Reed were two up. They were two up. Now they're one up as Molinari and Tommy Fleetwood won the 11th hole. Crucial shots coming up. We'll get Zach's live update of that coming up, and I'm trying to watch it on the app here a little bit as well. Major League Baseball winding down the last of the regular season games. We're following a couple of races. We're following the National League Central. Last night, the Cubs won. Milwaukee was off. So the Cubs now have a one-game lead in the NL Central. Both teams are in the playoffs. Cubs have a one-game lead in the NFL or National League Central, I should say. In the National League West last night, we're following the Rockies and the Dodgers. Rockies won last night. The Dodgers were off, and Rockies have a one-game lead there. And in the American League, we know that the only thing to be decided is the wild card. And in that right now, Yankees won last night. A's were off, and so the Yankees have a two-game lead in that race going into the weekend. Magic number one for them. We've got all the big games of the week. We'll do our biggie games of the week coming up later in the show. Talking a lot of college football today, giving you matchups today, giving you the TV times today. Also, we give you the lines for this weekend's games. We'll do a lot of that with Josh Williams as well. Just got a lot of things to do. If we have time, we have got a fun little article about each team's worst uniform combination. Might do a little bit of that. But the producer of the show, the engineer of the show, the most important part of the show, the ore that stirs the pot, Mr. Orr 24 in the Twitter world, number one in your heart, Mr. Zach Orr. Hey, buddy.
Good morning, Mickey Flyler.
How are you, sir?
I'm doing well. I'm just happy to see you return to your own show today. Nice to have you back here in the 6 and 9 slot.
Yeah, I had a good time over there yesterday. I wasn't too serious. It felt weird doing a show that I did zero prep for. Mm-hmm. And just strolled up. I joke with them. I know you'd appreciate this. My house over to Granger Nissan is about 20, 25 minutes. And I joke with them that I could have waited till their opening music came on and left the house and still been able to get there in time.
Oh, no question about it. No
Unbelievable.
Question.
Unbelievable. And then we had Jorge come in and sing a little opera for us yesterday.
Really?
Yeah, that was good. I don't know if you didn't hear that, obviously, but that was good. We had a good time yesterday. Picked on Quark, picked on Kelly a little bit. That was fun.
Mm-hmm.
What'd you do yesterday?
Well, nothing that exciting. Nothing even close to that exciting. No opera in my life yesterday. Well, my dad came into town. We got together with him, had some nice meals, and hung out at the lake. And now we're here this morning doing a little show, a little 6 to 9 on a Friday.
Nice, man. He make it down okay?
Everything was fine.
Seemed like your family has a lot of seemed like y'all have a ton of flight issues and travel issues with delays. Did he make it down okay?
Everything went just fine, I guess. There's no good delays with the airlines this time, so that's good.
But am I wrong by that, or is that a misconception on my part?
I mean, I think we have our fair share, but I don't know if it's more or less than anybody else in the world.
You know what? Maybe you're just a little more dramatic about it. I don't know.
Maybe that's what it is. Maybe
could
that's
be.
What it is.
Could be. So you watch Rams. I think you told me during the break or before we came on, the Rams looked really good for you last night.
I thought Jared Goff looked fantastic last night. I think he's had a career high for him last night. Yeah, 38-31, they got that victory over Minnesota, who looks just fine by themselves. But Jared Goff was able to take that Rams offense and pretty much do what he wanted with it at that point last night. Todd Gurley is such a weapon for him out of the backfield in terms of catching the ball. I think he had two touchdowns last night. It was a lot of fun to watch.
Is it just me, or that was one of those rare games that we saw two kind of contending teams on a Thursday night? It seemed like Thursday night is kind of throwaway games every once in a while, or most of the time.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Last night was definitely two teams that are contending. The Vikings got to be careful now. Obviously, they were 1-1-1 coming into the game with that stupid tie with Green Bay. You know, you're 1-2 now. You're under 500. You need to rectify the situation next week. You can't let that wait. And you got to be careful and not let this season start to slip through your fingers.
Well, that's why last week's win, last week's upset loss, I should say, to Buffalo was so big at home. They were a massive favorite. And had the biggest upset in, what, 23 years of the NFL. Yep. Because you knew this week might be tough, and then you get these little streaks. But, yeah, and I know it's early, but, man, you don't want – they've lost two in a row now. You don't want to lose three in a row moving forward. So that was a big game for them. But the Rams, boy, the defensive line just looks like they just put pressure, and Donald and Sue and some of those guys look like they're going to do a good job with that. But the offense for the Rams looked awfully good last night. Did you watch any of Miami and North Carolina?
Oh, gosh. North Carolina is terrible. The oh gosh was also for Finau, who just plunked one in the water. I don't know if you got going on the iPad yet.
I've got it on the app. I just saw Rom do a horseshoe.
Way behind.
Sure I'm way behind because it's on an app rather than on live TV.
Okay.
So
sorry about that.
If you can, react to me rather than me. I don't mind the oh goshes. But not the, oh, gosh, Finau just hit it in the water and lost the hole, so the other team is, you know?
Yikes, my bad.
What is on our radio broadcast, how much is the delay?
6-second delay.
So TV is on a second or two, probably?
TV?
Yeah.
TV is about an 8-second delay from what we have to what we see.
So you hear it before you see it?
Yes.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yes.
Good, man. Very good. Well, that's nice to see. So you kind of like perk up a little bit in case and whenever you hear, you know, something exciting happen.
Oh, yeah.
That's pretty cool. Yeah, very cool. I tell you what happens when you're tailgating, and I don't know how it is that one satellite gets it faster than the other one. Maybe a satellite system gets it faster than the other one, though. And you're watching a game. Let's say South Carolina's playing Georgia, and you hear a big roar from another tailgate, and you're like, what? Well, something just happened. I know it happened, but it hadn't happened yet on my TV. So you kind of perk up a little bit and stop your conversation. And, you know, I know you put up your sandwich and your brewski over there and kind of pay more attention to that. That happens a little bit. So.
Oh, man. John Ross falling apart. I love this.
No. Come on, man. You can't do that to me. No.
This is fantastic.
No. Oh, and I don't know if I told you. I think I have told you. I finalized my who I'm pulling for.
In the Ryder Cup.
Yeah.
The Americans.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, was that ever a question?
Well, it has been in recent years, obviously. I used to pull for the Americans back in the 90s. And then when I got to be around a few of them, I was like, man, I can't pull for these turds. these are bad guys. I don't want to pull for these guys. I like these European guys a little bit. And started pulling for them. And now.
How am I going to sit here and watch Ricky Fowler drain 35-foot birdie putts?
Come on, man. Come on.
Not be able to talk about it.
Come on, man.
How
That's
am I supposed to do
fair.
That, man?
Come on. I'm trying to watch it on that. I'm on a commercial right now. I have no idea what
you're
this
on a
is.
Commercial.
Oh, you're killing me. I figured this would be the case. So anyway, looking forward to today's man. Show. So,
Rory with the yips
Come
still on.
On
the grid.
Come on. Man, you're killing me. Don't. You can't do this. It's
boo.
Not fun.
Hey, boo.
Yeah, here's what I'm telling you. I didn't call you. I got up this morning.
Yeah, I don't believe you got up that early.
Well, I did, but I will go ahead and just be honest with you, too. My wife's mad at me right now.
Oh, no.
Because I fell asleep on the couch. I just told her, I said, look, I'm getting up in a few hours to watch this stuff. She said, you'd rather watch this and sleep with me? I'm like, no, but I don't want to wake you up in the middle of the night and everything. She said, well, obviously you would, but I was watching Miami. She went to bed early. I was watching Miami and North Carolina. Next thing you know, I fell asleep. Well, the alarm goes off at 1:55, and I kind of hit it. I watched the opening credits kind of a thing, setting everything up. And I fell right back asleep again.
Yeah.
So I didn't sit a lot of golf this morning. But she also warned me not to call you. She said that would not be a very nice thing to do.
I was waiting. But, I went to bed early in preparation. Yeah.
But had I known that you were going to sit there and ruin the play-by-play for me.
Well, I don't know what to tell you. Where are you now? What are you seeing? What are you looking at?
I'm watching Patrick Reed hit an approach shot at 12. Okay. He's probably on like 18 right now.
Have you seen Tiger Chip yet?
Come on!
I'm just asking. It's a chip.
No!
All right.
No.
Jeez, goodness. You're way behind.
No. I know. I'm just on the app, man. It's just bear with me through all this. What's on tap for segment two?
We're finally going to turn the page to Syracuse. Let's talk a little Syracuse-Clemson for the weekend. I want to get your thoughts on the offensive and defensive side of the ball.
I had a thought that I told Kwok and Kelly I wanted to talk about on today's show that we'll have I'll get your thoughts on about Syracuse and about the rest of the schedule. So I'm looking forward to that. Spieth and Thomas won, are all square now in their match through 13 holes. That's a big match. Big match to keep up with. All right, let's take a short break. We'll come back with segment two with Zach Orr. I'm at Chick-fil-A. You okay over there, buddy? Everything? Y'all safe and sound over there?
We're good to go.
All right, man. Good. I'm glad to hear that. My folks at Zero Res want to just tell you, hey, this is a great time of great time of year for them. They have certain rushes. Obviously, around Christmas and Thanksgiving, they have rushes. People want to clean their carpets and get all that done. They have summertime rushes. They still have rushes. Don't get me wrong. They're still extremely busy, but it's not like they can't get you in anymore kind of a deal. This is a great time of year. Get your carpets cleaned with powered water. Get your carpets cleaned with really cleaner than clean, cleaner than brand new. You're going to love this. You're going to love no harsh soaps or chemicals. Your pets and your kids, your toddlers, your little crumb crunchers, they're going to be down there on it, and they're going to be very safe as well. So my great friends at Zero Res, right now, $119 gets you a free hallway when you mention my name with three bedrooms. What a great deal. It's our good friends at Zero Res, ZeroResGreenville.com. Call them today, 558-7300. Again, 558-7300. We'll take a short break. We'll come back. We'll have segment two with Zach Orr right after this.
Pendleton's 20th annual Fall Harvest Festival on the Village Green in Pendleton is Saturday, October 6th from 10 till 5, featuring quality crafts, entertainment, food vendors, old-fashioned children's games, and fine family fun. Crowd-pleasing banjo player Charles Wood will be performing again this year, and TJ Land and the Jolly Wingo Band will be picking to get you grinning. Pendleton's own DJ, Patrick Brock, will be on hand throughout the day. Blood Connection Blood Drive from 10 a.m. to 2:30 p.m.
Homeowners and landscapers choose EnviroMulch, a locally owned, environmentally friendly company. They supply quality organic mulches, soil, sand, and stone for every landscaping application, delivery, or pickup. Nobody beats their prices. EnviroMulchOnline.com.
Locally owned and operated for 55 years, Clark's Termite and Pest Control was founded by doing one thing, killing bugs. The crawling, flying, biting, digging, burrowing kind of bugs that you don't want in your home or business. Looking for a steady job with medical, dental, and life insurance? Clark's is hiring. Join their team today and start your career. Visit clarkspest.com or call 864-233-BUGS. Again, that's clarkspest.com, 864-233-2847.
We have the trucks. Hendrick Honda Easley's pre-owned department is stocked full of trucks of every make. Visit HendrickHondaSC.com and click on trucks. Hendrick Honda Easley has dedicated ASC-certified mechanics that inspect every vehicle and repair or replace anything that fails our inspection. Hendrick Honda Easley shows you our repair order as well as the Carfax. Every pre-owned vehicle we sell comes with a warranty. Escape the everyday and experience the world-class difference at Hendrick Honda Easley.
If you are thinking about buying or selling a home, or a place to start a new business, or you need some acreage, then you need to call Coldwell banker Hugh Durham and Associates. Hugh Durham has been in business for over 45 years, a member of IPTE for 54 years, and he has the same dedication to Clemson Athletics as he has to his business. Put the dedicated and experienced experts to work for you. Call Coldwell banker Hugh Durham at 225-3788 or online at cbhdpros.com and get ready to be treated like family.
Clemson is a very special place. It is where championships are won and leaders are developed. It is where alumni like Friar Dixon have opened their doors to take care of customers. Friar Dixon Allstate is in the heart of Clemson, providing a comprehensive line of insurance for you and your family. He is a third-generation insurance professional and a proud Tiger. See Friar Dixon Allstate at 405 College Avenue next to Mayberry's. Allstate, are you in good hands? Subject to terms, conditions, and availability.
Looking for delicious and innovative food in downtown Clemson? The Blue Heron Restaurant and Sushi Bar is the answer. Fresh house-cut steaks and seafood and free-range poultry are just a few of the menu items that define the Blue Heron. And specials like Thursday's Burger and a Brew. Any one of our delicious burgers and domestic beer for $10. The finest steaks and fresh seafood at the Blue Heron, College Avenue, Clemson. Visit our website at blueheronfood.com.
This is Terry Wyatt with Ag South Farm Credit.
This is Christy Ross with Ag South Mortgages.
At Ag South, we offer low fixed-rate loans for real estate, livestock, farm improvements, or construction.
If you need to purchase a home, whether in town or in the country, or just refinance your existing mortgage, give me a call.
At Ag South, we care about our customers, and we will communicate with you every step of the way from application to closing and beyond.
So for your lending needs, no matter how big or small, call us at 864-226-8507.
Equal housing lender. NMLS number 619788.
We're a third of the way into the season with the Tigers back home after playing the Yellow Jackets. We'll take a look at the game with Syracuse today. 3-7 at George Coleman Ford in Travelers Rest with some Papa John's pizza and nothing but football.
Chick-fil-A of Clemson and Seneca have that championship connection. Carol Tyler, class of 84, and Herb Tyler, class of 82, are rooted in the Clemson culture and deliver only what you've come to expect. Championship-style food and number one customer service. It's always their pleasure to serve you. Visit Chick-fil-A of Clemson and Seneca and get that championship feeling. Or go online at ilovechickfilet.com and order the tailgate trays that make every game day a championship day.
Don't just watch the games this weekend, make money on them. Get in the action at mybookie.ag and cash in on your winning picks. MyBookie is the industry-leading sportsbook that hooks you up for all your betting needs. NFL, college football, playoff baseball, and more. MyBookie has the best odds and action for players big and small. Want to test your luck in a casino? MyBookie puts instant blackjack, roulette, and Vegas-style slots in the palm of your hand. They've even got beautiful live dealers dealing your cards in real time. And when you score that big win, MyBookie has you covered with the fastest online payouts in the business. Call MyBookie now at 844-900-2387 and mention promo code RADIO and they'll double your money on your first deposit. You can also sign up online right on your phone. Just visit MyBookie.ag today. That's MyBookie.ag or call 844-900-BETS. Play, win, get paid.
The Mickey Weiler Show on 105.5 The Roar.
Who is responsible for this?
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Welcome back. Football, College Football Friday from Chick-fil-A of Clemson. Glad to have you with us on a... Well, it's going to be a nice weekend, I think. I get your little weather report coming up here in our next segment. Mr. Orr 24, let me tell you about Canty Foundation Specialist. Speaking of weather, the one thing I do know, there's times of year you want to open up your vents underneath your home, times you want to close them up. That just, you know, you kind of change out that a little bit. One thing I can tell you is that you can't have moisture underneath your home. That leads to two really bad things, mold and mildew. You don't want either of those. It's bad for your family, bad for breathing, and bad for your kids, and you don't want that at all. How do you stop that? Canty Foundation Specialist can encapsulate that crawl space underneath your home and make it so much safer, make the air you breathe so much cleaner. It's our friends at Canty, C-A-N-T-E-Y, CantyCanFixIt.com. A no obligation free phone call. You might not have an issue underneath your home, but you might. Let them come and see if you do and what they can do for you. C-A-N-T-E-Y, CantyCanFixIt.com. Segment two with Mr. Zach Orr.
Mickey, of course, this entire week has been dominated by other storylines across Clemson football. We really haven't dove into the Syracuse-Clemson matchup, and I want to do just that. At least for a little bit this morning, if you wouldn't mind humoring me on that. Syracuse is a 4-0 team coming into Death Valley this weekend with wins over Western Michigan, Wagner, Florida State, and UConn, putting up all kinds of offensive numbers and very impressive ones at that. Eric Dungy will be leading the Orange in Death Valley this weekend. He leads them in passing yardage, of course, 763 yards on the season, 9 touchdowns for an 82.4 QBR. He's got 354 yards on the ground as well. Their leading rusher also has an additional 4 touchdowns on the ground. Jamal Custis is their leading receiver with 287 and 3 touchdowns to his name so far this season. The offense as a whole averages 245 in the air, which is good for 56 in the country, and 278 on the ground, which is good for 9th in the country. As you talked about yesterday, Mickey, they like to run the ball, and that is reflective in those overall stats. Points against 20 points a game, third tied for 36 in the country, and points for they're averaging about 49.5 right now, which is a top 10 scoring offense. Of course, that's probably a little bit skewed based on who they've played so far, but it's still impressive nonetheless. Now, Mickey, I ask you this. What do we expect from the Syracuse offense this weekend? I know, and you heard Dino, if you saw any of his quotes yesterday, he likes to call his games by how big the spread is. He wants to jump the spread if it's a larger one, or he calls a little more conservative of a game if it's a smaller spread. Of course, this weekend, I believe it's 24 right now, or did it go up, down? I'm not entirely sure. But it's a huge spread this weekend. You can expect a lot of chances and risk taken by the Syracuse offense. What do we expect to see from them on offense in Death Valley this weekend?
They are truly one of the most interesting offenses that you'll see. They pride themselves on going faster than anybody and getting off more plays than anybody. They're in the 90s, and sometimes you'll see them go over 100. That's their brand. You know, Dino Babers had a very difficult job when he took over at Syracuse. Scott Dunlap had really run the program in the ground, and Syracuse was not a factor. Syracuse was a 3-9 and 4-8 team the 2 years before Dino got there. Now, Dino's just gone 4-8 both years, but at least you have an identity and a brand, and that brand is we're going to go fast, 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 fast. It hadn't meant points. It hadn't meant a ton of yards yet. They've not averaged 27 points a game is the highest the last 2 years, 25 and 27. Actually, their offensive point production is about the same it was in Dunlap's final year. But it does mean more yards. They're about 450 a game going into this year. And talked about it this year, they're well over 500 yards a game. But they have an identity, and that's fast, 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 fast. What they want to do is, it's pretty simple. They want to get their personnel on the field without substituting and go fast. If they don't substitute, you can't substitute. And if they catch you in, let's say you're in nickel, and or even dime sometimes, because they're going to spread it out with four wideouts and maybe five wideouts sometimes. So you got five defensive backs out there, and they get it in a, and they're going to run it a lot. So they get you in that personnel package, and so obviously they want to run the ball with the numbers in the box. That being the case, a lot of times they get you in second and two or third and two, short yardage, and you don't have the right personnel on the field because you got nickel out there knowing they're going to run the ball. Or in the goal line, in the red zone, they do that because it just goes so fast down through there. You can't substitute in there, and you get caught. So it's fascinating. Their pace is the big thing. Dungy is, I've heard two or three different people say it now, Dungy's Connor Shaw. He's a good passer. He's a very good runner. But he's just a scrappy guy that when you need six, he gets seven. When you need four, he gets five. And he just keeps the ball moving. He keeps the chains moving. The most fascinating, Strickland's a pretty good back. The most fascinating guy you see out there is this Riley, who is a tiny, tiny little fella. I'm just a little guy.
He's just a little fella.
Well, I'm telling you, man, he's 5'7 and a 145, but his quickness, and also in the punt, he's a wide receiver. They throw a lot of screens to him. They throw more screens than anybody out there in college football.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to screen it 20 times tomorrow. And that's running back screens. That's wide receiver screens. All that is to negate. They're not great up front. So all that is to negate Clemson's advantage on the defensive line and their aggressiveness with their defense. What you will see is Riley in the punt return game, hopefully not in the kickoff return game because B.T. Potter just going to kick out of the back of the end zone. But this is a dangerous little fellow, man, and he's got explosive quickness, and he can make some big plays. They'll sling it to him five or six times. He'll have a couple punt returns in there. Main thing is you don't want to punt a lot against him. But Syracuse is going to score points tomorrow. I had to pick it for TigerNet, and I picked 51-21. The good news is that defensively, I don't think they're going to gamble like they did with Dunlap. I think they're going to play just a too high look, try to keep everything in front of them. Clemson's running game will look pretty important. But, Zach, that leads me to this. And I mentioned this on yesterday's show with Quark and Kelly. Clemson's doesn't have a very good home schedule this year. It looks to me like it's about as bad a home schedule as you could draw up.
Mm-hmm.
You got A&M on the road. B, you got Florida State on the road. C, Louisville's not very good. NC State's not very good that we know of right now. And the Gamecocks at home, that's always a rivalry game. I get that. But as far as the home teams go, excluding South Carolina because of the rivalry, name a more interesting opponent because of their pace, because they beat Clemson last year. Babers, I'm a big Babers fan. and the style of play with this quarterback and this little wide receiver they've got. Name a more – who's more interesting than Furman, Georgia Southern, Syracuse, NC State, Louisville, or Duke? Duke might be a better football team, but name somebody – more interesting, at least, to watch, more fun to watch. If you could go out and watch any of those home opponents play this year, who would you go watch?
I mean, in terms of entertainment value, I think it's probably Syracuse. It's probably the fact that, you know, offense is sexy and it's fun to watch, and there's going to be a lot of it this weekend. If we're talking about game value, I mean, NC State's going to give you every bit they can, right? They have for the last couple of years. Ryan Finley completed his first 17 passes against you last year.
Yeah, but they lost so much on defense. And now let me say this. NC State's gotten off to a good start. The Hurricane, you know, saved them a game against West Virginia, saved them a loss against West Virginia. But and I know they're 3-0. They have a very interesting game with Boston College next week, with Virginia this week. But an open date before Clemson, and Clemson will get their best shot. But they lost Bradley Chubb, and they lost Fernandez, and they lost Hill. They lost all those defensive players. They lost, I think, the best player on their squad last year in Samuels, mm-hmm. and in Hines, they lost their two best weapons there. I don't think NC State's great. I think right now that Syracuse, because of their style, has a better chance of beating Clemson than NC State does.
Syracuse has a better chance to beat Clemson than NC State does.
Yes.
Okay.
I really believe that. And another thing, too, let's not forget, Clemson has an open date for NC State, too. I think Syracuse's style... And you know, you talk about Finley. Well, Dungy's doesn't throw it like Finley. He runs it better. And if you think about a blueprint for beating Clemson the last, you know, few years at least, a mobile quarterback offsetting some of Clemson's pass rush, you know, negating a little bit of that, you kind of see it a little bit. So I think Syracuse is the most interesting team. And quite frankly, look, South Carolina's not going to come in here and beat Clemson in the season finale. Mm-hmm. I think Syracuse might have the best chance of any home opponent to come in here and winning.
Listen, Clemson's offense, our defense is designed to stop the run with that front four that you have there. And the linebackers behind them that just fly through gaps created by that front four. As you just mentioned, this is a mobile quarterback. It's necessarily a turnaround, hand the ball off 25, 30 times a game. Their leading rusher is their quarterback. So is it a QB spy situation? Is it a you trust your defense to be fundamentally sound and, you know, seal the edge and go from there? Or what's the game plan against an Eric Dungy-type quarterback?
Everything Syracuse does.
Because they got burned a couple of times with Kellen Mond at A&M.
They did. Everything Syracuse does offensively is to admit we're not great up front. Through pace, they run in the running game. They run an awful lot of zone read, and they run all the wide receiver screens, and they run a ton of running back screens. And then in the passing game, Dungy is a guy that buys time in the pocket, but then escapes and makes plays with his feet in a running. You know, when the play breaks down, of escaping the pocket and making first downs with his feet. Everything they do offensively is to negate the pass rush and negate your speed on defense. It's not a very good matchup for Clemson's defense. It really is not. Except for Clemson's just better. Scheme-wise and philosophy-wise, it's not a very good matchup for Clemson. But Clemson's a better football team and more talented. And I think Brent Venables, you know, in the old days it was Paul Johnson that kept Venables or kept defensive coordinators up all night long. I think it has to be Dino Babers at Syracuse. I just watched Finau land off the cross ties and run up there with a couple of feet from the hole. That's how far behind him I'm neither, buddy.
Does that make sense?
No, I don't.
Are you sure?
Yes, I'm very much sure.
Oh, man.
Don't tell me. I think Dino Babers keeps defensive coordinators up at night. And I don't know if any other offensive coordinator in the ACC can do that right now. Make sense?
It makes a ton of sense. Another little fun – you had a 51-21 score for this weekend?
Yeah.
How many yards is Trevor Lawrence going to get this weekend?
350.
350.
Yeah.
He's currently sitting at 600 yards passing on the year, obviously splitting time with – old number two there for the first four games of the season. He's going to get the start. He's going to play most of the game, if not all of it. There's no chance he hits that 1,000-yard mark this weekend, right?
He's a, what is he now? 6 foot.
He's at 600 flat.
No.
No, he's no way he throws a 400-yard game.
He's not getting a 400 burger this weekend. No. I don't believe so.
I don't know, man.
I think Syracuse is going to play a too high look, try to take away all of the big plays.
Yeah.
But that's going to open the middle of the field. In the end,
because they've had no success throwing it to Justin Ross and T. Higgins over the middle of the field.
You're right. But I think that in the end, I think what the huge key for Clemson tomorrow offensively is, I think they have to run the ball. And I think ETN is the single most important player we'll see tomorrow.
Our friend Larry Williams over at Tiger Illustrated was retweeting and quote tweeting some stuff yesterday about the Western Michigan game against Syracuse, where you have receivers splitting that too high look and just running by guys.
Yes.
From Western Michigan.
Right.
It's going to be a rude awakening if that's the case on Saturday with Clemson doing the same thing.
Thus, I pick 51 points.
Then I'm going to go 400-plus for old T-Law back there and watch him have a good day.
See, I think Clemson, I can see this happening. The reason I say running game, well, first of all, it's the two high looks. They're going to try to force you to run the ball. But the second part of that is...
If we have to give it to Travis Etienne, we'll give it to Etienne.
Yeah, we're going to give it to Travis Etienne. I know. It sounds crazy. I can see the Clemson jumping out and having like 31 at half or something like that. 30 at half. And then Syracuse having a little bit of a run offensively, so you want to kind of play keep away a little bit and you want to keep your defense on. Sure. So I can see Clemson kind of slowing it down. But really, seeing if your offensive line can dominate their defensive line, because you can.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's not... Syracuse is not a... It's not a very big defense. They play a scheme that I'm just making sure I'm right by saying this and looking at the size of these guys. Yeah, they're not a huge defense up front, that front seven. So I think Clemson thinks they can push Syracuse around a little bit offensively.
Will.
I can't wait to see Trevor Lawrence, TL16. Sunshine, T-Law. Can't wait to see him trot out there for his very first start. It's going to be great.
Good old Thor. Let's do this.
Yes. With that said, the most important player tomorrow for Clemson is ETN, I think.
It sounds like the second most important player might be the punter. It might be old Spires there.
Have you seen this little fella, Riley?
I'm with you. I understand it. We need to keep it away from this kid, if at all possible.
He's number 10. They list him at 5'8", 151. I said yesterday I'm not going to say it. Never mind. I'm not going to pick on a guy again. Look, he's 5'7", and he's 145 pounds, man. He's the tiniest little thing you'll ever see on the field. But, boy, oh, boy, is he quick. It's a lot of fun looking at it now. It's a lot of fun watching it. He's a fascinating little character. They're going to screen it to him, and then the punt return. Kick it away somehow, someone. Do your rugby and run the thing up there. Kickoffs, just – kick it through the back of the end zone. And hope you kick off a bunch, but kick it through the back of the end zone.
Absolutely. We got to take a break here.
We do? Okay. Carolina Flooring Specialist, 404-8158. 404-8158. Yesterday, no, not yesterday. What's today? Friday. Wednesday, I got a text from listener with their brand new garage floors and picture of their brand new garage floors. And they absolutely love it. To be honest with you, I remember seeing the floors and the color of it and that kind of stuff. I don't remember the text or where they were from or what they said about it, but it said, hey, you know, another satisfied customer kind of a text. It was great. Great to see. We see it all the time now. High-performance, epoxy-based, solid resin-based to this. Slip-resistant, stain-resistant. You are absolutely going to love my great friends at Carolina Flooring Specialist. How does it work? You call Tim Worley. He sets an appointment. He's going to come by your home, show you what they do, show you how they do it, let you pick colors out, and he's going to give you an estimate. Then you pick a day. They'll come move everything out of your garage, move everything back into the garage the next day or 2 days later. You're going to love it. It's Carolina Flooring Specialist. Call them today, 404-8158, 404-8158. It's CarolinaFlooringSpecialists.com. A break. We'll come back. Hey, we got to do, because our last five or six segments are our guests, let's do some TV games, some biggie games, give you some lines out there. We'll do that when you return for more from Chick-fil-A of Clemson after this.
It's football season, and emotions run high and hot, and it ain't all about the love. Embrace the hate and Let it fly with the Hater Hotline. The Hater Hotline is open 24-7. Call the Hater Hotline, 864-986-6049. Then listen up during Out of Bounds every Monday for the Great of the Hate. The Hater Hotline, only on 105.5 The Roar. Sponsored by Bennett Equipment. If you need to rent it from Bennett.
Granger Nissan knows with football season comes tailgating, so make sure you have a reliable way to the big game. As a leader in the market with competitive inventory, you know that you'll be ready to tailgate this season. Granger Nissan is a family business, so they know the importance of taking care of the loved ones while on the road. You can drive your next tailgate vehicle with confidence and ease knowing all new vehicles have a lifetime powertrain warranty. So stop by Granger Nissan of Anderson at 3510 Clemson Boulevard.
M&L Mobile Home Supplies is the largest retail mobile home parts store in the upstate. They're your source for heat pumps, heating and air replacement parts, doors, tubs, showers, vinyl windows, skirting, decks, water heaters, everything you need. And they'll install vapor barriers, insulated floors, ductwork, and heat pumps. For 32 years, the staff at M&L Mobile Home Supplies has served the upstate's mobile home needs. M&L Mobile Home Supplies, 1128 Bypass in Anderson, or online at mnlsupply.com.
Fall is almost here, so Carolina Lawn and Tractor is helping you gear up for it with John Deere. John Deere has special low-rate financing as low as 0.9% for 60 months on Gator utility vehicles. Save $400 on Gator XUV, the ultimate in outdoor work and fun. With 33 years of experience and reliable technicians, you will be ready to mow like a pro. See Carolina Lawn and Tractor at 4389 Wade Hampton Boulevard for details on special financing. Sale ends October 26, 2018. Some restrictions may apply. See dealer for details.
Vehicles repairs can be a painful experience, but don't let them be. The experts at My Garage are here to treat your vehicle like the major investment it is. Call today to make your appointment at 633-5800 or visit us at 551 Old Greenville Highway in Clemson.
Fort Knox Climate Storage of SC, now offering exclusive pricing for listeners. 10x10 dry storage units, $50 per month. 10x15 units, $60 per month. Roomy 10x20 units, $80 per month. Lowest price of the year on climate control storage units. Summer cleaning, moving, need more space in your home or garage? Store your stuff with confidence. Call 502-0099 today and mention The Roar to lock in your offer. Fort Knox Storage, where top-notch security is the standard. Go Tigers!
Each week, you have a chance as a Roar listener to help choose the high school game of the week in the Friar-Dixon All-State Poll. Go to WCCPFM.com and vote for the matchup you want us to carry. Brought to you by Clemson alum Friar-Dixon, All-State agent in Clemson.
Reed's Jewelers is having their pre-owned Swiss watch sale through the end of September. All watches will be certified authentic and include a 2-year warranty. They'll go fast due to the great prices and warranty. The show includes pre-owned Rolex, Omega, and Tag. So take advantage right now with special financing available. The Reed's Certified Pre-Owned Swiss Watch Event through the end of September. Reed's Jewelers, Haywood Mall, top floor, center court between Belk's and Macy's.
We're a third of the way into the season with the Tigers back home after playing the Yellow Jackets. We'll take a look at the game with Syracuse today. 3-7 at George Coleman Ford in Travelers Rest with some Papa John's pizza and nothing but football.
Does your South Carolina driver's license or ID have a gold star? If not, make the switch to a real ID today. You may be eligible to purchase your real ID online at scdmvonline.com or visit the SCDMV with all required documents to purchase your real ID before the lines grow. The deadline will be here before you know it, so make sure your ID is a real ID to board a plane, enter a federal building, or visit a military installation today. More information at scdmvonline.com.
Relax. We're all in with our Founders Federal Credit Union Clemson debit card. If you bleed orange and purple and want to show your team spirit, get your Founders Clemson debit card. Visit our Clemson office to get your debit card today or call 1-800-845-1614 to order your card and have it shipped directly to you. Visit relaxjoinfounders.com to see if you qualify for membership. Go Tigers! Founders is proud to be a sponsor of Clemson University. Founders Federal Credit Union is federally insured by NCUA and a proud partner of Clemson Tigers.
What if there was a paint that made you look at paint differently? One that completely rewrote paint's genetic code so it can strengthen any color? What if it's built with better ingredients? Even given superpowers? Since Benjamin Moore reinvented the way paint is made, it makes you wonder, is it still paint? Benjamin Moore, paint like no other.
The Carter Color Company, 1067 Tiger Boulevard, Clemson. Your independent local Benjamin Moore paint retailer.
Bojangles Pork Chop Griller is back. Buy the Pork Chop Griller for just $1.99.
The Mickey Plyler Show on 105.5 The Roar.
He's a celebrity, but he has a simple soul.
Now, back to Mickey and Zach.
All right, welcome back. Glad to have you with us. We're at Chick-fil-A of Clemson College Football Friday. Come by and see us. I have two things going on over at Katichi. Today is, first of all, today's going to be a beautiful day, which is awesome. If you want to have a shot at going to, and checking out all this brand new tailor-made equipment, you can do that at Katichi today from 3 until 7. The M3s, the M4s, all the fairway woods drivers, the irons, they have all those. The new hybrids, the gappers, high, gapper medium, gapper low, they've got those. TaylorMade has awesome new wedges. So check that out. That's really cool. You can go by 3 o'clock till 7 o'clock today over at our friends over at Katichi. Also on Monday, they would love for to come by. They have a breast cancer awareness tournament coming up, and a really cool deal for you there. An awesome price for you there at Katichi. To find out more about that, it's katichi.com, C-A-T-E-E-C-H-E-E.com. Big day today, big day on Monday over in Hartwell, Georgia. It's a short drive right here from the upstate. You're going to love it. I keep getting people saying, every time I do an ad, I get a text or a tweet, or I get somebody saying, hey, man, boy, we always love going over. It's one of the finest golf courses around. A really good experience over there at Katichi. Mr. Orr 24, before we get to delving and some phone calls here in a segment, got a couple things for you.
Yep.
In rebuilding this program, or building this program probably, this might be the best way to put it, for Dino Babers.
Okay. Well, rebuilding is the right way.
Yeah. He took over the last 2 years there. They were 3-9 and 4-8 under Scott Dunlap. And it wasn't good. And teams were beating them and beating them, you know, pretty convincingly. Before Babers took over in his, you know, just, they just got crushed by some teams, and it wasn't a very pretty sight. What he took over there in that first year, there were some big losses in there. Louisville beat them 62-28. South Florida beat them 45-20. Notre Dame beat them 50-33. Wake Forest beat them 28-9. Clemson beat them 54-0. Florida State beat them 45-14. Pittsburgh beat them 76-61. I mean, there were some bad losses in there. In year two, there were some close losses in there. Middle Tennessee State beat them by 7. LSU at LSU only beat them by 9. NC State beat them by 8. Miami of Florida beat them by 8. Florida State beat them by 3. Now, Wake Forest did beat them 64-43. As the season got on, Louisville beat them 56-10, then Boston College 42-14. That leads you to my second point. So, anyway, you see how the first point is that they lost big in year one. They lost small in year two. Does that make sense?
Yes.
The second part of it is that they have run out of gas, run out of bodies, and they put this pressure on this defense by going so fast on offense that the number, you know, their points go up. In the last four games of the season, the last 2 years, two things have happened. Number one is they started off 4-4 in each of the last 2 years, so through eight games. They're 4-4. But they go 0-4 in year one under Babers in the last four games. They go 0-4 in year two. They're 0-8 in their last four games. November's not been very kind to them. And here's what has happened is their defense has given out. In the last four games of Dino Babers' first year, they gave it 54 to Clemson, 35 to NC State, 45 to Florida State, and 76 to Pittsburgh. In the last four games, 27 to Florida State, 64 to Wake Forest, 56 to Louisville, and 42 to Boston College. So as the season goes on, they run out of gas, especially defensively. However, in those early games, I mean, they beat Virginia Tech in year one, they beat Boston College in year one, they beat Clemson in year two, beat Pittsburgh in year two. I mean, they've had some wins in September and October. But November's not been very kind to them. Clemson has them in September, obviously, this year. Scare you a little bit more knowing those facts, those stats?
What do they always say about November?
They always remember November.
About that. Does it scare you? No, but it definitely has your attention more. I don't think Clemson needs to be scared of any individual team on their schedule, do they?
I wouldn't say scared, no. But you know, again, Syracuse, my point through all that is, Babers is building, and he's building an identity. He's building a brand, but it's still building, and it's still they're not anywhere near they want to be. They're better than they were, but not near where they want to be, if that makes any sense at all.
Absolutely.
Hope that it does. Okay. You want to get Delvin in here?
If you'd like to.
Considering that my phone is dead now, my time, still my computer here, but kind of want to watch golf a little bit. Just give me a little in my ear when I get like 2 minutes for the top of the hour. Delvin, 654 Roar, Northern Communication phone line. Good morning, Delvin. Thanks for hanging on. I hope you're doing well today.
I'm doing great. I'm doing great. How you guys doing this morning?
Man, we're blessed. Very, very blessed.
Yeah, well, I think that Justin Thomas hit a little birdie per earlier this morning, so I think he hit a little birdie per, so I can get that for you.
Come on, Delvin. Come on, yeah. Delvin. Let me watch this thing.
I'm sorry, but well, speaking of that, you talking about Syracuse offense. So, what's gonna be the Clemson key for Clemson tomorrow? Is it gonna be like get out to a quick start with Kevin Owens at quarterback, get out to a quick start? And how much pressure is on the secondary? We saw what happened with Tennessee. And how much pressure is on the secondary tomorrow?
I think pressure's on the secondary, but for a different reason. Normally, when you think pressure on the secondary, you're thinking that teams might be throwing it downfield. That's not going to happen. The pressure on Clemson's secondary tomorrow comes from tackling and getting the guys on the ground. Again, I think Syracuse would like to throw it about 40 times. I think they'd like to run it about 50 times if you could draw it up right in their deal at Clemson tomorrow. I think that in those 40 times, you're going to see about 20 screens. It's going to be wide receiver screen. It's going to be running back screens and all kinds of screens there. So the pressure on the Clemson secondary, A, you know, be disciplined because they're going to run, mark my words, on two or three or four occasions. They're going to fake this screen pass out in the wide receiver screen, and they're going to loop another guy out. And the guy looks like he's blocking and stalking, and then he's going to release, and they're going to try to throw the ball downfield. So you can't bite on that. That can't be a factor for you. You got to keep that in front of you, be disciplined there. But when the ball, after the catch, Clemson's going to give up a ton of completions tomorrow. Dungy's going to throw the ball underneath. You got to be able to tackle, and the secondary's got to be able to tackle. The pressure on the front seven, specifically the front four, you can't let Dungy escape the pocket and, you know, look downfield. You're in man-to-man. It's third down and seven. He finds a way. You come up after him a little bit. He finds a way to get out of the pocket. You lose containment, and he runs for the six over there, and he gets 8 yards. That's their offense. That's what they do. And so tackling the secondary, contain, make him throw the ball downfield, make him put the ball in jeopardy a little bit. Don't let him beat you with his feet.
Yeah, and also, what do you think is going to be the key for Clemson to put out the victory tomorrow? Is it like what I said, start off real fast on offense?
Yeah, you know, getting Trevor Lawrence comfortable in his first start, that would be a big key. I think the offensive line needs to assert itself. And with all the talk about quarterbacks all week long, I just think that Travis Etienne needs to have his third consecutive 100-yard game and be a big part, either, you know, not necessarily in the big play running game, but continue to get those short yardage, convert those third downs. You know, you want to keep your offense on the field. You want to give those guys' defense a rest. So it's a great – to me, it's a great game plan. It would be Clemson having a couple hundred yards rushing, maybe 225 or something like that tomorrow.
Yeah. Well, thanks for taking my call always, man. I promise I won't give you no more golf updates.
All right. Thank you, Delvin. I appreciate the phone call. Very good stuff there. Very good stuff. Our telephone number – thank you, buddy. Our telephone number 654-ROAR, 654-7627. And our final minute here, I do want to tell you about our friends at Prime Lending. I was on their website last night looking at interest rates and what the Feds are doing and things on these lines and what it affects. So I can tell you this, you will not get a lower rate. So these guys won't get beat on any kind of rate. Get in touch with our great friends at Prime Lending. More than the rate, though. First of all, you're not going to, you know, price is still important to you. They're going to do the best there. But more than just the rate. Then what I want you to do is go to primelendingsc.com and let Mark Hawkins and his team start that conversation with them. Let them take care of you, because in the end, you're going to get someone on your side locally, shake your hand, look you across the way, learn more about you and your family, set up a custom-made mortgage just for you that's going to really, really, really be able to help you and put you in great shape. It's primelendingsc.com. Call Mark, the award-winning team today. primelendingsc.com. We will come back.